Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You're listening to BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe, with you on a Monday as our break there was debated on how to get rid of a wasp's nest. Joining us now from Lindsey Brown, the Bet in Las Vegas, to talk about the NHL postseason. We'll get to Major League Baseball, the card for today coming up in a little bit. But right now, let's dive into the NBA playoffs. We've got a game four tonight between the Celtics and the Miami Heat. Some line movement earlier this morning. Don't forget the pro basketball playoffs are here, and Prop Swap is where real sports bettors find the best odds and turn the hardwood into hard cash. Prop Swap is the only app that allows you to pick your favorite teams now and then sell your bet whenever you want. And the best part, it's all from your phone. You never even need to touch a ticket. We all make sports bets to make money, and many Prop Swappers make thousands of dollars in just 1 month just from buying and selling bets. This allows you to win over and over without your team ever lifting the trophy. Prop Swap is where America buys and sells sports bets. So there was a little bit of a question mark on Jimmy Butler, whether he'd play or not tonight after leaving game number three in the middle of that game. It does sound like he's going to be an upgrade to probable tonight. It's a big number. Boston is a 6.5-point favorite tonight in game number four, despite being down 2-1 in the series. I mean, isn't this the theme? The odds makers, Aaron, just continue to love the Boston Celtics. They're down. They're not really a big underdog. They lose game three at home. They're 6.5-point favorite in game number four. It's like the bookmakers love the Celtics.
Well, I mean, how good is Marcus Smart going to be if he plays? I didn't think he was going to play tonight, but maybe he is. I mean, -6.5 is a lot. I think that's crazy.
You're talking about Jimmy?
I obviously have Smart.
Yeah, okay. So Jimmy is probable. Smart is questionable.
I mean, if Marcus Smart, play. Yeah.
You know?
A lot of questions about those two guys. What are we going to get from them if they do play? Obviously, if Marcus Smart is healthy, I think this line is, you know, -6.5. I'd like it, but I'd be surprised. I don't know.
So there's also Hero missed the fourth quarter the other day with a quad. Right. And Robert Williams is listed as questionable. That just might be gamesmanship. That's what they've been doing throughout. And Tatum left in the other day. So what the hell's going to be? Can you bet this without clarity on all of these situations? I don't know that you can. This morning when I was thinking about this game before the show, I was thinking that I would bet Boston, but I was also expecting Butler to be out because mission accomplished. You went there and you split before going home. Worst case scenario, you're going back 2-2 and you're fine. But now it seems like Butler's going to play, which is also not all that shocking, I guess, on the other hand, because Butler's a guy that's going to gut it out. If there's any chance, and we're talking about the conference finals, chance that he could get through the game, he's going to do it. But I was just thinking, you're going back home, you got the split, and there's only one day off. You're not getting that extra travel day here. So I'm a little surprised, I guess, that he's going to be out there from the sound of it.
odds for this series. It's just like Miami continues to get no respect. They're up 2-1. They've stolen back home court advantage. Yeah. They were great at home before losing game 2 at home, right? It was the first time they lost at home all postseason. They're going to have game 5 back at home. They're going to have game 7 back at home. They're only minus 120 to win this series.
I see minus 115. Yeah, they're saying it's a coin flip now. Down a game.
But again, we saw how important Marcus Smart was. Game 1, no Marcus Smart.
I was just going to say, isn't it a coin flip though? Because when we, you know, when Marcus Smart had that game, came back, it felt like to me the Celtics were the much better team.
But is he healthy? Right, like, but now that he's not healthy again, can Boston
and if Jimmy
win this
Butler's
series?
Not fully healthy, and those two guys are question marks, then yeah, it is a coin flip, isn't it? Who has the edge if both Jimmy Butler and Marcus Smart aren't 100?
It's a good question.
I guess the Celtics, they're a little deeper.
Tatum, right? There's other players. There's Brown and Tatum. There's only one
Jaylen
Butler.
Jaylen Brown's there. Been playing very well.
Here's what stinks about doing this at 10 a.m. Eastern.
We don't know.
We don't know the status of everything. And that means so much, not only to the spread and to the total, because if these some of these top players miss any time, the total is going to plummet. And also player props. If we have any of these players that we're talking about out, the usage is going to go elsewhere. The rebounds, the points, the assists, they're all going to go elsewhere, which makes this very challenging to handicap. Now, as we look at it at the moment, and now we're down to six? I think the market's split, actually. I see.
Seeing six and a half.
Okay. I see like DraftKings, PointsBet, Caesars all have six. FanDuel, BetMGM are at 6.5. So the market's kind of split there right now. Not sure what to do with it. It feels like this morning it was 6.5, 7. So now you're getting trending Butler playing. Then it comes down a half point. They don't know. I don't think anybody really knows. And we don't know at this moment. I would, as long as the Celtics players are out there, and I have no reason to believe that they won't be in the Steph's spot. They go down 3-1, going back to Miami. This is over. Okay. I lean backing Boston right now and laying that big number. They've not lost in the playoffs off a loss. I think that would continue.
I agree tonight. It feels like a Boston night to even things up. They bounce back well when things have gone bad. I just still wonder if Miami, if there's, or do we wait till they lose tonight? Like Miami, worst case scenario is 2-2 going back home. Miami's in a better spot than I feel like they're given credit for. We don't know about Marcus Smart. They're, and Miami's already in the advantage in the series and has two more home games.
Well, that Boston's going to win, but there's also value on Miami. Wouldn't you just wait a day? And then you take them going into game 5, best of 3. So what's that number? You're going to get some good plus money if it's a coin flip right now.
Well, okay. So, yeah, you're right. You get significant plus money. Series spread numbers. This is interesting. Boston plus 1.5. So this goes to 7. Minus 260. Miami minus 1.5. It's plus 205. For Miami to finish this in 6 or less, plus 205. You mentioned props, Joe, for tonight. There is one that stands out, and I think this one is injury proof around. I just think this is happening. Jaylen Brown, I gave out his rebounding total of over 6.5. I forget what game it was, but I liked it. He keeps hitting it. I think he's at 8, and at least every game he's at least 8. He's rebounding at a crazy rate. Aaron, it's still his numbers at 6.5. Now they've juiced it now. I'm seeing minus 140. But he's getting 8 or more in all these games.
It's crazy because I just pulled up the Jaylen Brown game log, was looking at props for him because he's been really solid. I think you could even make the argument that he's been more important to this team than Tatum. But yeah, so 9 last game, 8 before. So I was going to look at maybe a Jaylen Brown player combo.
Points or rebounds?
Yeah, let's look at that. It's 31.5 and it's juiced to minus 120.
Let me ask you this about even money bets. So we talked about series bet. Would you rather take Miami, Boston, or 7 games? All are right around even money.
seven games.
I think so too. I think it's going to happen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
So it's hard to make a call right now on who's going to win this series.
So best case is 2-2 for Boston. And then you have two games, that if they split those two, which is what the series has been so far, win-loss. It just feels like this is a seven-game series, which, you know, to spin it back to the other series, which touched on to start the show, this is, I mean, the Warriors love this. They'll get to sit and rest.
I know.
Yep. And if this is not a seven-game series, it's going to feel like the NBA is taking a full week off.
Start on Thursday, June 2nd.
Wow.
The Warriors can wrap it up tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Wow.
That would give them
all that extra time to prep. The other one's probably going seven. Both those teams are already banged. They're going to be limping into the finals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the Warriors, the best title odds I saw is minus 133. If you're thinking right now, okay, they're going to win the series. We know they're going to be in the championship, and they're going to have the big advantage over the Eastern Conference representative because they're just it could be a mash unit at that point. So
yes, so 9 days the Warriors would get off if they win tomorrow night.
And then Russ versus Russ, we could have that old debate.
Oh yeah, can't wait. And then game seven of a potential game seven Celtics Heat is Sunday night. So they would still get 3 or 4 days.
Think players would get out of Dodge for Memorial Day vacation?
Yeah.
They could.
And don't you think
they've got to be gassed. You're talking about the Warriors players going on a vacation?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Doesn't Kerr feel the kind of coach that would tell them take the weekend and we'll be back on Tuesday?
100%. He played under Phil Jackson. Yes.
Yeah.
All the stars on that team, they've been there before. Sure.
Yep. Yeah, I could see that. I don't think it would affect them.
No, I don't either. Are we sitting here saying the Warriors are going to win the championship? Is that what we're doing or we're waiting?
I mean how that way?
How else would you bet it right now? Like, we don't even know what's going on in the other series. Marcus Smart hurt. Is Jimmy Butler hurt? The Warriors, it almost, you're not laying that much. Minus 133?
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's say when the Eastern Conference Finals are over, what's the series? What's the spread on the NBA Finals going to be? Warriors, what, over Boston or Miami? Is it going to be similar? Or you're getting worse money?
Oh, it's going to be worse. I think it'll be worse.
Because, yeah, right. So,
because
they're not,
you're not going to knock out. Yeah. Miami or Boston is going to be knocked out.
So is now the time?
And then once they win that fourth game, it'll be bumped up, you know? So. No, not
so is now
me.
The time?
I'm not convinced that just because the Warriors are going to be in the title that they're going to beat the Eastern Conference, but I think you can make that strong case, though.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the value here on any of this. as we sit here.
What about results? Is there any good value there? Like what I did like a month ago?
On the NBA Finals?
Yeah, do they still offer that? I haven't
Yeah, they have it. They have Golden State to beat Miami right now. So this is interesting. I mean, I guess this makes sense, but it's just, you know, we're basically calling the Eastern Conference Finals a coin flip. So FanDuel has the exact result as Warriors over Heat as the favorite at plus 190. They have Warriors over Celtics at plus 260. So that's the gap. But Warriors are the favorite either way.
Steph is even money for Finals MVP.
I'm seeing plus 120.
Okay. A little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hard time seeing the Warriors win this championship, and it's anybody but Steph. Even look at what Wiggins has done. Wiggins may be the story of yesterday. Awesome game, right? What an impact. And then Steph scored more. You know, it's going to be tough. So if you're looking at a Warriors play, I would rather just take Steph right now, plus 100, plus 120.
I also wonder, because yeah, those years where Durant won the MVPs, I wonder if it's like, we got to give back to Steph. It's his team again. There's no question he's the best player. Like, there's not that Durant thing there.
Early in the season, he was the heavy favorite to be the regular season MVP. I think all that plays a part, sure.
What about in the Eastern Conference Finals award market? Could you look at Bam if Jimmy Butler isn't as
he was
healthy and
so bad before the other day? He was so bad, but he was awesome.
Probably no value there, I guess. The other place I might look is Jalen Brown. Max Strus, yeah, my guy.
The guy's unbelievable.
I love him.
You transferred to DePaul.
D2 he was at one point, right?
Was it D2 or D3? Lewis?
Strus was on my right?
Yeah, Max Strus.
Yeah.
He was undrafted, right?
Yeah, the Lewis Flyers. Is that D2 or D3? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not following the Lewis Flyers.
Division 2. You're right, Division 2.
Other D2, okay.
He was an honorable mention Division 2 All-American. He didn't even make Division 2 All-American.
So in that huddle, apparently Kyle Lowry was calling the saying, "Let's give it to Strus." Could you imagine hearing that sentence?
No, I never thought I'd hear that.
Not Jimmy Strus, not Bam Strus.
So I'm hearing Strus props.
I'm good. I need to know who's on the court. How do we figure out usage or anything? I'm sorry, that's just the reality of it.
So just quickly, and we'll do more of this tomorrow. What do we make of the Warriors being dogs tomorrow night?
What did you make of them being?
Well, I thought that if Dallas was going to win a game, that was their shot. So I kind of understood it back for game three. But we just watched them lose again in game three.
Yeah.
But the first quarter, first half number, I think it almost matched the full game number, which was crazy. Yeah, I don't know. I would jump on the Warriors. Was it one?
Yeah.
It's one.
Yeah, I would probably look to the Warriors in that spot. I mean, the Mavs are talking after the game like it's over.
It's already over. It's up here. It's over.
Yeah, I agree.
We'll hit baseball next right here on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily from BetQL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.